Well, home security cameras and video doorbells are advertised as being a way for people to keep their homes safer. However, it turns out internet-connected cameras may not be as secure as had previously been thought after recent reports of Ring cameras being hacked and used to spy on people they were intended to protect. To break all this down, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ira Victor, an expert in information security and digital forensic analysis, and a digital forensic analyst at DanaDiscoveryTechnician.com. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. How is it that a hacker can get into one of these cameras and then turn them around and use them to spy on people?
Oh, well, let me count. We don't have all day, Melissa, so I can't go over all the different ways, but it's non-trivial. Most people that put these devices on their networks have not taken the time to secure that network. And the device manufacturers are in the business of selling you stuff and then slurping your data and reselling that data to other people. So there are many, many ways that bad guys can get access to the data from your home and can get access to the devices themselves. It's not that difficult.
All right. So given all of this, what can consumers do to protect themselves?
All right. So the first thing, of course, is very obvious. Limit the number of devices you have. So, for example, do you really need one of these home surveillance cameras inside your house? Would it be enough to have it by your front door? Would it be enough to have it from the hallway that comes out of your garage so that it's only seeing someone going in and out and not the comings and goings and what you're doing inside your house? Do you really need a smart TV? When you buy a smart TV, that's a vendor being smart and slurping your data. Maybe you buy an external smart TV device like an Apple TV or a Roku, and when you're not using it, you turn it off. Therefore, you can't be attacked or have your data stolen when the device is turned off. But if you do want devices in your home, these Internet of Things devices, then you care about your privacy, and hopefully you do, then you need to take the time and some effort to boost the security and privacy inside your network. And fortunately, that's actually getting a little bit easier. There are a number of companies out there that have products. I've tested one called Firewalla. It just came out. I have no connection to the company, but they sent me a unit to try it out. And it looks pretty good, and it does help monitor when your network where you have these devices are coming under a lot of different types of attacks, and it just costs a couple hundred dollars. And there are other companies that make products and services that help to better secure the Internet of Things devices that are inside of your network.
So interesting the way that these internet-connected devices are sort of proliferating the market. Just anecdotally, I recently bought a new television, and it was very, very difficult even to find TVs that aren't smart TVs these days. In terms of cameras, is there an advantage to an internet camera over a typical security camera?
Well, yeah, you have more features on it when it's an internet-enabled camera, and you can access it remotely. But you could do a hybrid of having a non-internet-enabled camera, a camera that just is connected inside your home, that doesn't come from a company that provides internet access, and then you can route that video feed to a computer inside your home, and then you can set up your own remote access to that computer from your phone. So you're bypassing the free or cheap services that do that and sort of homebrewing it. And again, if you secure your network that way, if you secure your network and do that, then you're reducing the threat from a third-party company being attacked and gaining access, the bad guy gaining access to your feed, which is what we saw in the news that happened this week. But that's just one of many attacks that we saw. Let me get back to the TV issue. If your TV is a quote-unquote smart TV, you care about your privacy, don't connect that smart TV to your internet connection. Go into the settings and turn it off so it's not connected. And then you can connect an external box like an Apple TV or an Amazon Fire, and you can regulate when it's communicating to the network or not with the power switch. If you have a smart TV with a camera on it or a laptop with a camera on it, go buy a dollar roll of black electrical tape and cover the lens with a piece of black electrical tape. This is not complicated. it just takes a little more effort. And remember, the vendors that are selling you stuff, they want your money from your wallet directly, and they want your data so they can sell it to other people, and you don't get compensated for any of that.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Ira Victor is an expert in information security and a digital forensic analyst at DiscoveryTechnician.com.